Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. ChristianaCare is the first healthcare provider in Delaware to offer an FDA-approved focused ultrasound treatment for people suffering from essential tremor and Parkinson's disease. Considered a better alternative for patients who aren't responding well to traditional methods, this new treatment called MR-guided focused ultrasound uses sound wave energy to remove areas of brain tissue that are the source of the tremor, the most well-known symptom of Parkinson's disease. This week, Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry sat down with Dr. Justin Martello, director of ChristianaCare's Parkinson's and Movement Disorders Program and Focused Ultrasound Program, to learn more about this ultrasound treatment.
Dr. Martello, before we get to the ultrasound treatment, let's unpack Parkinson's disease. I think most people have a surface-level understanding of what it is, but can you give us an overview of the disease, what causes it, and why it results in physical shaking and tremors?
Sure. So Parkinson's is what we call a neurodegenerative condition, meaning that it does always kind of progress and get worse. Usually it happens later in life, late 50s, early 60s, although, you know, the age of onset can actually be quite a spectrum. And most patients who develop Parkinson's have tremor, but actually not everyone. About a third of people do not have tremors with their Parkinson's disease, but that still leaves two thirds of them who do have it. And then it usually affects their overall ability to move in a kind of efficient way. And so their movements tend to get slower, stiffer. There's some weakness that can come with the disease and then eventually balance issues. But the tremors that they usually get is more what we say of a resting tremor. So their hands are kind of in their laps, they're not doing anything, and it starts to shake on their own, versus the more common movement disorder that exists that the focus ultrasound is approved to treat as well, is called essential tremor. And so people tend to conflate all tremors to be the same thing, versus where essential tremor, which is the most common, like I said, movement disorder that exists, affects people's hands, usually both hands together. Sometimes it's one hand more than the other. And usually when it's when you're using your hands, like holding something or doing something with your hands, like writing or doing fine motor movements, like screwing in a screwdriver or things like that. So, you know, that would be the difference. It's not a resting component. It's more of an what we call an action tremor or postural tremor with essential tremors. And that's kind of the difference between Parkinson's and essential tremor. Essential tremor being mostly just the tremor in and of itself, whereas Parkinson's can involve other different organ systems of your body to cause other kind of disability symptoms other than just the tremors.
Outside of the ultrasound treatment we're talking about today, what do traditional treatments for essential tremor and Parkinson's disease look like?
So for the most part, we start with medications. They can be, you know, pretty dramatically helpful for tremor control for both conditions. But unfortunately for essential tremor specifically, and somewhat for Parkinson's too, there's not, you know, an infinite amount of options for medications. And so actually in the essential tremor world, we only really have 2 to 3 main options for tremor control. There are sometimes other medicines that can be helpful, but usually not dramatically. In the Parkinson's world, we have, you know, depending on how you count it, maybe 4 or 5 different options. But again, it's not infinite. And sometimes you're not a good candidate for some medications because of other medications you're taking or other diseases you have. And so it's really the medications. And then after that, you're looking at what we call more procedural options. And for both essential tremor and Parkinson's, there's really 2 main procedures that we talk about. One is called the deep brain stimulation procedure, or DBS. And that is indicated for both conditions. What it involves is actually drilling a hole in your head, usually both sides of your head, and inserting an electrode deep in your brain in order to stimulate the cells that are not really working correctly that are causing the tremors. And by sending an electrical stimulation, and this is connected with a wire and a battery pack underneath your skin, we can essentially program the device to stop the tremors and to help with some of the other symptoms of Parkinson's disease as well. And so, you know, obviously more invasive of a procedure, but it's nice because we can do it immediately on both sides of your body. And for both conditions, it does affect both sides of your body. And with this device, we can actually control other symptoms other than tremors, at least for people with Parkinson's. And it's programmable over time. So as the disease progresses, we can adjust it. Versus the other procedure, which is, again, the new one we have at ChristianaCare, is called the MRI-guided focus ultrasound. This is a somewhat non-invasive way to essentially kill the cells that are causing the tremors. And so there's no cutting involved, and it's an outpatient procedure. And so the way it works is you're in an MRI machine, and that's how we know what area of your brain to target, because this tremor center is the same for everyone, or at least the location of it is. And what we can do is we can take 1,000 ultrasound waves, and if they all intersect in one area, it can essentially heat up that area of cells. And if we heat up the area of the cells enough, we can actually cause them to essentially die and stop the tremors, because the cells are right now not working appropriately, causing the tremors. And so we can actually do that through without cutting into the skull. We kind of knew that this was something we could do because we used to do this procedure back in the 60s and 70s, way before I was born, where we'd actually have to open up the skull, stick a probe down, burn the area, and close you up. And now we can do all of that without any cutting or drilling into the skull. And so it is an outpatient procedure. The patient has their tremors relieved the same day in an immediate time. They go home with dramatically less tremors. We only can do one side of the brain first. We can do the other side of the brain separated by 9 months, but they can come back for that. And it tends to be not only a well-tolerated procedure because it's non-invasive in the sense that there's no cutting, but what we can do is we can deliver a little bit of heat energy, but not enough to kill the cells, enough to kind of stun them. And so we're constantly going in and out of the machine saying, like, how are you feeling? We sent a little bit of energy there. And if they still have the tremors or if they have any side effects, okay, maybe we're not in the right spot. We move over a little, no permanent damage is done. And then we can deliver a larger dose of energy to actually permanently kill the cells when we know we're in the right area with no side effects or with very little side effects. And so the only thing that we really can't test for while you're on the MRI table is your balance and your walking. And so that's what we tend to worry about the most as far as possible side effects. Usually, any side effects that happen will happen right away. They usually resolve within days to weeks to a few months as the brain kind of heals. And then after that, there is some risk of permanent kind of side effects, mostly balance. We talk about between 10 to 13% of patients can have some balance issues. Sometimes people can have some residual numbness and tingling issues, but that's essentially it. Most of the time, we can avoid them because we can see without causing any permanent damage real time what we're doing to their brain during the procedure.
Now, with this MR-guided ultrasound treatment, ChristianaCare's MR-guided ultrasound treatment, what are the benefits of going this route as opposed to some of the alternatives or traditional methods?
So I think the main differences essentially between this and DBS would be it being less invasive. So especially for older patients who maybe not are great surgical candidates for a number of reasons, or they're on blood thinners, or they just are diabetic, or have other like medical conditions where a more invasive procedure would not be good for their bodies, this would be a much easier thing to go through. A lot of patients just like the idea better that it's less invasive. But I will say, as far as DBS goes, if you are a younger patient with tremors, let's say in your 50s or 60s, and you have, hopefully another 20 or 30 years to live, we do have better evidence that DBS works for a longer period of time than the focused ultrasound. I mean, right now we have good published data that the ultrasound treatment works for about three-fourths of patients in a significant way at the five-year mark. But, the underlying disease still happens, and so more and more cells are involved, and so the tremor will eventually come back somewhat. And so the idea at that point is, what do you do? Do you do the focused ultrasound procedure again, or maybe you go to DBS at that point? Because you can do DBS after focused ultrasound, but you can't do vice versa. And then the other thing in Parkinson's, where you have other physical symptoms happening besides tremors, the DBS can be really good at treating other physical symptoms other than the tremors, versus the focused ultrasound, at least for right now, is only approved to treat the tremor as far as the symptom in Parkinson's. It is being looked at for other symptoms of Parkinson's, but not approved yet.
Now, many patients who've undergone this ultrasound treatment reportedly experience an immediate and significant reduction in tremors. So tell us more about the reception from patients thus far.
So I had this procedure, or I was exposed to it in my training fellowship, now, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And it's still as dramatic as it was back then as it is now, where you can imagine patients living with these tremors for years and years of their life, needing to find ways around even holding a drink and bringing it up to their mouth, like not being able to drink coffee at all, just sipping it through a straw. not being able to, brush their teeth without holding both hands together, not being able to sign their name, like all these things on a everyday, every minute basis, even little things you wouldn't think of, using your phone, being able to type on your phone, just the hardest little things that add up, obviously, over time, to go from that for years and years to very little to no tremors and the ability to do those things. I mean, it's usually very, of an emotional kind of feeling for everyone in the room. I mean, you see what they're like going into the procedure and then immediately afterwards, and even during it, and it's really dramatic, and I everyone's just, thrilled. The patients love it. They can't stop smiling and or crying, happy crying afterwards, and we all feel kind of just as emotional about it.
Now, ChristianaCare is also the first healthcare provider in Delaware to introduce this ultrasound treatment. But do we have an idea of how long this treatment has been around?
Yeah, in research, it's been around for at least 15 or 20 years. Like I said, there were some sites like where I trained at University of Maryland. We were one of the first sites. Us, University of Virginia, Binghamton Women's in Boston, were one of the first sites to have it. And again, they've been researching it since then. It was officially approved to treat essential tremors in 2016. So that's when the FDA approved it. But again, it was in research probably at least 10 years before that. So.
The MR-guided focus ultrasound treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurance plans, but how can we start a conversation with our doctor if we're interested?
Yes, it is covered under most insurance plans, so that's the really nice thing. And if you are interested, so essential tremor tends to be kind of a bread and butter thing that many primary doctors and general neurologists can treat, at least start with medications, right? And have that discussion because you're not a candidate unless you fail at least one or two of the current available medications, or you're it's contraindicated because of some other reason. And so as long as you've tried the medicines and they've either failed or you just can't tolerate them or whatever, then it's a good idea to refer to us. We have a movement disorder team here at ChristianaCare. There's a lot of different ways that they can refer to us. We actually have a website. If they just, Google search ChristianaCare Focus Ultrasound Program, we have a contact number for our Focus Ultrasound Coordinator, Melissa. We have an email address, and there's plenty of ways to for providers out there and patients to try and refer them to us to just confirm that they're a good candidate as well.
Thanks to ChristianaCare's Dr. Justin Martello and our Joe Irizarry for joining us on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Art's Playlist and a look at plans to restore the Grand Opera House facade. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.